No one groomed the field they played on. The park department mowed it once a week, but that was all. Sometimes somebody on one of the teams would bring down a rake and try to smooth things out a little, but there were too many games and everyone had jobs and there was just time to come home and change and get to the park. There wasn't much time for groundskeeping. The right-hand batter's box had holes worn in it by an endless series of right-handed batters digging in. Whatever your natural batting stance, you were forced to set your feet in the holes. Jesse didn't like it. When he'd played, he'd hit with a slightly open stance. The holes in the batter's box forced him to close it up. On the other hand, the ball was fat. It came in a lot slower than it had in the minor leagues. And why did he care anyway? Jesse smiled to himself. Pride. The fact of having been good carried with it its own responsibility. He was supposed to be the best player in the league. It mattered. The pitcher wasn't good. Some of the guys in the league could bring it, and the pitcher's mound was much closer in softball, but this guy couldn't throw hard. He was getting by with slow and slower, trying to move the ball around. Each at bat, the pitcher had worked Jesse high and low. He worked everyone high and low. First pitch was high, the second pitch was low. With a 1-1 count, Jesse shifted his hand slightly so he could uppercut the ball. When the pitch arrived, shoulder high, he hit it over the left fielder's head. There were no fences. He had to run out the home runs. Jesse could still run. Between short and third, he saw the left fielder give up on the ball. Jesse slowed to a jog as he rounded third. He got an assortment of low and high fives when he crossed home plate, just as if it mattered.